Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Grace Slick bringing us back. Jefferson Airplane. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dr. Judith Glaser is our guest, folks. She's our good friend, longtime brain trust member, the author of the brand new book, Conversational Intelligence, How Great Leaders Build Trust and Get Extraordinary Results. As you've heard me say on the show now for almost 16 years, trust, is, and as we've heard from other trust experts, Archie Chankuti, Stephen Covey, Stephen M. R. Covey, Judith Glaser, trust is the foundation of everything, every human interaction. Judy, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book. I wanted to, a couple of things I want to talk. I wanted to say before, and then I want to get into your matrix, folks. This matrix is worth this one page where the matrix is worth the price of the book. Judy, when I think of what you're saying with conversational intelligence, think of the difference between a human and humanity. If it's all about me, if I can't shut up about me and I'm not bringing you into the conversation, then I'm just being a human. I'm not thinking about anybody but a human, me. But if I think about you, now I'm more involved with humanity. And it seems to me that's where you need to be with conversational intelligence. Not just thinking about a human, but about humanity. What am I right?
You're absolutely right. And this is what's so cool about this. Yes, we have to learn how to protect ourselves, and we have to learn how to speak up and say what's on our mind. But the real thing happens. This is what happens in shifts. When I focus on you to connect, not to reject, when I focus on you to connect, something shifts inside of me that enables me to want to hold hands with you on every level possible and support you as much as you support me. And so humanity is about the giving to another person that space and respect and love to allow them to grow right in front of your very eyes.
But when I think of humanity, everything you said is exactly right. But when I think of humanity, I think of us growing.
Right. Right.
Both of us. Now we come to the matrix.
Right, right. And so if I focus on you, what happens is it opens you up to focus on me. That giving, there's a place inside of us that wants to give back. Human beings are really good at heart. Mm-hmm. We want to give to another person. That's what they So how do we create that experience? It is about a we. It's about what happens to us together. And I think that there's something about you. The song that came on right before this is Want Somebody to Love.
Right.
We're now learning that love, if you don't think about it as the sexual part of love, but you think about what it's all about, it's about validating each other's humanity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what love is all about.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, validating each other's humanity.
So the matrix has three levels.
Right.
Transactional, positional, and transformational. Talk to us about those.
Yep. So what I realized is I was observing people interact with each other, that a lot of people spend time in the first level of conversation. And that's where they're telling somebody something and they're asking something. Now, you know many people in your life who do a lot of telling. In fact, they're the tell-sell yellers, right? That they keep
until you mean like a talk show host, is that what you're
saying? Yeah, exactly. Well, they keep going and it's the motor mouth until they think you've got it, okay? But they don't often ask you if you got it. They just want to make sure that you say yes to them, yes, you're mm-hmm. right, yes, you're got, okay. So that's level one, but we have to do transactions in order to learn and confirm what we know. Because if I and you confirm what we know, then we can move to the next level. Next level is
transaction is the connection. Yes. I mean, that's the connection. That's the link up. That's the link up, right?
That's the first link up.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? Go ahead.
That's right. Yeah, and you know, do you think I'm the best friend you've ever had? Yes. Well, I think you are too. Great. Now we've confirmed that we are connected.
Yeah.
And we're willing to open up, and the brain feels that, and it says, "Okay, I'm going to open up now, and I'm going to listen in a different way."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's literally the brain.
This is where you
chemically.
This is where you say this person is interesting.
Yep.
This person has possibilities. I'm going to give him a little more rope. I'm going to let a little more rope out. I'm going to drop my shields just a little bit more.
Drop my shields a little bit more. That's correct. And you have to prove that that's okay to get to the next level.
Which is positional.
So that's positional. Now, positional is where a lot of us see each other do this every day. I advocate my point of view. I don't just tell you something. I feel it strongly. And what's happening in the brain is that I'm not only engaging my neocortex, which is the basic thinking brain, mm-hmm. but I'm engaging my emotional brain because I feel so strongly about something that I want to make sure it becomes something that happens in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed to do that. You're allowed mm-hmm. to do that. Business is all about that, right? You want mm-hmm. to get... And leaders drive... Businesses are small or big, but they're all driving towards some end game. So we want to move towards that or push the rock up the hill in a certain direction. And we want others on board. That's the right. getting on the bus stuff that you right. heard about, right?
Okay. Right.
Again, it's healthy to do that. It's unhealthy when that becomes that I'm addicted to being right and you're wrong again. And everything I want, I'm going to get regardless of what. That's the bully boss
right.
that pushes people around. Okay, so there's a good side to it, and then there's a bad side.
Now let's go to the transformational.
Transformational is where human beings are willing to be influenced. That's the clincher. Very often in the other two, it's not
this
about
this is where intellectual honesty lives, my friends.
You got it. This is what people say when they say, you be authentic with me. You tell me the
yeah.
truth,
mm-hmm.
right? You open up. And that, and it, I have to be able to be willing to let go of my beliefs and biases in order to hear you in a pure way.
The shields are down now.
The shields are down. The kimonos are open. I'm going to listen to you, even if I want to, in my head I'm saying, I don't agree.
But this has to be earned.
Yes. And this is where trust lives.
This has to be earned.
This is the, right.
Great.
Tell me the earned part, because that's really fascinating.
Yeah. I love the part about this is where trust lives, my friends.
Judy,
I know you're going to come back. We got a lot more to talk about. You got a lot more to teach us. Where's the website? Give us the website, please.
It's conversationalintelligence.com. And buy it on Amazon tomorrow, everybody.
Please.
Buy it on Amazon.
You'll thank me later, folks. Congratulations, Judy. Dr. Judith Glaser, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.